Welcome to another Naxos podcast and another brief introduction to the music of Ludwig van Beethoven. In a previous podcast, I talked about Beethoven's amazing symphonies. In this podcast, I'm going to look at pieces he wrote during what's called his middle period from about 1802 to 1812. It was an amazingly productive time for Beethoven. It was during these years that he wrote many of his symphonies, including the Fifth, his violin concerto, the opera Fidelio, and a number of great, great string quartets, and that's just a brief list. It was during these years that Beethoven moved beyond the classical music of his training. His music became bolder, more dramatic, and much more individual. These were the years when he began to push the boundaries of classical music in every direction, and in so doing captured the imagination of his generation, and virtually every generation since. Here's the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia, conducted by Bela Drahos, with a bit more of one of the first symphonies he wrote during this period, his Symphony No. 3, which was composed in 1803. In 1804, Beethoven completed his only opera, Fidelio. The opera is set in Spain in the late 18th century, and it's all about the heroism of Leonora, who disguises herself as a young man called Fidelio to rescue her husband, who is Florestan. Florestan is being slowly starved to death in this solitary confinement in a dungeon by an evil official whose name was Pizarro. Beethoven was commissioned in 1803 to write the opera by the man who ran the Theater an der Wien. In 1804, he had financial problems and was forced to sell the theater and to cancel Beethoven's contract. Eventually, the new owners of Theater an der Wien renewed Beethoven's contract to write the opera, but this time with a different librettist. It was finally performed in 1805, and it was a flop. In 1814, it was again presented, but in a much revised version that was created by Beethoven and yet another librettist. This is the version we know today, and it was a success. By this time, Napoleon had abdicated, and Beethoven's opera about being liberated from tyranny was very topical. From that opera, here is the Prisoner's Chorus, with the Hungarian Radio Chorus and the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia, all conducted by Mikhail Halas. That was music from the Prisoner's Chorus from Beethoven's opera Fidelio. Beethoven was, among other things, an outstanding pianist. In fact, he performed most of his own piano pieces at some point and was often the soloist in their premier performances. This was the case with his fourth piano concerto that was performed first in March of 1807 at the home of a wealthy patron, and then again in December of 1808 when it was performed for the public at Theater an der Wien. A reviewer who heard that concert wrote, "This concerto is the most singular, admirable, artistic, and complex Beethoven concerto ever." Here's a bit of the last movement with pianist Stefan Vladar and the Cappella Istropolitana. That was music from Beethoven's fourth piano concerto. Beethoven wrote a number of shorter pieces for violin and orchestra, but only one major concerto for the instrument. He wrote the concerto for violinist Franz Clement, but finished it so late that Clement had to sight-read some of the concerto. As you can imagine, the premiere was not a success, and the concerto disappeared for several decades. It wasn't until 1844, well after Beethoven's death, that it was performed by the London Philharmonic, conducted by Felix Mendelssohn. The soloist this time was Joseph Joachim. I think he was 12 years old at the time. Joachim turned into one of the leading violinists of the 19th century and had come to the concert well prepared. With this performance, people started to really hear what an amazing piece it is. Here's a bit of the slow movement. Music from Beethoven's Violin Concerto with soloist Takako Nishizaki and the Capella Istropolitana. Over his life, Beethoven composed a lot of chamber music and a lot of really great chamber music, the string quartets, the violin sonatas, and his five sonatas for cello and piano. His third sonata was composed in 1808 and first performed in March of 1809. In his earlier cello sonatas, the piano part dominated, but with this sonata, the cello really becomes an equal partner. Here's the beginning of the scherzo movement of that sonata with its wonderful off-kilter accents. Maria Kliegel is the cellist, together with pianist Nina Tichman. His lifetime, Beethoven wrote music that changed the way people thought about that music. His symphonies changed what people thought was possible with an orchestra. His piano sonatas did the same, and so did his 16 string quartets. Beethoven published his first quartets in 1801, and he wrote his last quartet in 1826, the year before his death. In fact, it was the last major piece he composed. His quartet number 10, that is nicknamed the Harp, was composed in 1809. Like many of Beethoven's works, the nickname was not from Beethoven, it was actually created by his publisher. The name Harp refers to a section in the first movement of the quartet where the members of the quartet play pizzicato, which means with plucked strings. From that quartet, here is the beautiful beginning of the slow movement with the Kodály Quartet. Thank you. You have been listening to music from Beethoven's so-called middle period. What I've given you is the merest of introductions. Every one of the pieces played is a whole other world to discover. All these recordings are included in a giant Beethoven box that's just been released by Naxos. 90 albums, over 100 hours of music. The catalog number for that box is 8.500250. To end this podcast, I want to play a bit of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the ending of the first movement. During my years as a professional French horn player, I was lucky enough to play this symphony a number of times, and it was always thrilling. Full of wild, almost out-of-control energy as only Beethoven could conjure up. Here it is with the Nicholas Esterhazy Symphonia, conducted by Bella Drahaus. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.